South Australia's three-way race has become a sprint for the finish. In the final week of campaigning, Premier Jay Weatherill and opposition leader Stephen Marshall both made appeals to voters with their plans to boost jobs.
Jobs are our number one priority. That's why we're backing the housing industry.
We want to deregulate the shop trading hours in South Australia because we know that it will create more jobs, more economic activity.
And where they go, Nick Xenophon is never far behind, as he called for the redevelopment of the Port Stanvaq oil refinery south of Adelaide. He challenged both leaders.
Labor did a dud deal 15 years ago over Port Stanvaq. What has Liberal leader Stephen Marshall got against small and medium businesses? They don't want further deregulation of shop trading hours.
The SA Best leader is running candidates in 36 electorates out of 47. Election analyst William Bowe says if he wins four or more, he could hold the balance of power.
The polls continue to show that the absolute wild card in this election is Nick Xenophon's SA Best Party. They are not quite polling at the levels that they were before the campaign began, but they're polling in this sort of a sweet spot where they are looking competitive in a lot of electorates. The question is, do they become better competitive and end up winning a lot of seats? If they can succeed in doing that, then they absolutely become the kingmakers in this election, and that really makes it difficult to say who's going to be premier after the election.
In an election complicated by a strong third contender, many voters are uncertain. 26-year-old Mohammad Reza Hassani from Adelaide's North has seen many of his peers struggle to find work. He hopes that won't last.
In South Australia, the education system is okay, but it's still, you know, people when they're graduating, what's next? They have to find a job. So we need more jobs in South Australia.
In the marginal seat of Newland, retiree Carmen Walker-Galpin is weighing up how Stephen Marshall may do as Premier. She's one of about 50% of the state's voters who is over the age of 50.
He would be an interesting person to consider, but I do worry a lot of the people in his shadow cabinet haven't been in Parliament. So you do need some mature, experienced people.
She remains undecided, but knows which policies will sway her vote.
I will be thinking about pensions, health and transport.
In the regional seat of Taylor, Truk Tan Tu tends to his tomatoes. He simply wants a flood levy to protect his business from natural disasters, like the one that wreaked havoc 2 years ago.
What I really want to see is something done to prevent any possible further damage by the flood.
Energy policy is one area likely to split voters. Labor has announced a target of 75% renewables by the year 2025, while the Liberal Party says its $200 million interconnection plan will be cheaper and more reliable. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.